I tuned into North Melbourne and St Kilda. I streamed it.
North Melbourne.
North. And I only had my little iPad, so I didn't have the bigger computer, which made it. And you get used to watching television coverage, but it was good. You got a good look at it. Saints looked sharp. The Kangas were on the back foot right from the word go. They kicked 5 goals in 10 minutes without the Kangas scoring. So from that point on, it was a bit harsh. But, yeah, 91 points. Welcome to coaching, Dave. That's probably what you get out of that. And the Saints are going to be pretty good.
Hold your line, Dave.
Hold your line.
Just hold your line. My man, the big statement that came out of that game was St Kilda, definite top 4 team.
Are you going for your – is this your overreaction from yesterday?
Not my overreaction. That's the overreaction from the man that I spoke to that watched the game, St Kilda. And apparently the people at St Kilda around the team, because of what they've assembled there now, are very, very happy with what they've built.
Happy with themselves?
No, not happy with themselves.
That's what I read.
No.
That's what I heard you say.
No, Gary, don't misinterpret what I've said.
Wispy said the Saints, Simon Lefling is very happy with himself.
No, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. They are happy with what they've built. And little Jackie Higgins is going to be a beauty
I've got
them.
That down here. That's another overreaction I've seen. He's going to have a bigger impact than Dan Butler. Had a fair impact, Dan Butler, last year.
Yeah, he did. I think he's capable. Actually, you know what? I think he actually is capable of having a bigger impact than Butler.
James Frawley.
Very good.
A brilliant master stroke.
Mason Wood. Okay. What is your expectation for Mason Wood as a St Kilda player this year?
Low, but he's because of his track record. I think he's got enormous talent, Mason Wood. But I haven't seen
Been in doubt.
Haven't seen him do it regularly. So I don't have any great expectations. But if the penny drops for him, like it has for a lot of players after they've been given the lemonade from one team, he can play AFL footy. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
He needs to be more competitive, more consistently to be an AFL player. And there's no question that he's got talent, but he just hasn't been able to produce it consistently enough.
Spot on.